All right, here in the studio with interim Strathclyde Fire Chief Brad Big Rig. As we know, last week we announced he was coming in due to the changes with the fire department last week. Give us a little background on yourself, Chief.
Sure, thanks, Chris. I have a bit of a varied career. I started as a police officer in the region of Halton. I was a volunteer firefighter in the community that I lived in. I moved on to the office of the fire marshal, where I started as a fire protection specialist and left the organization as a manager of emergency preparedness and response. And I've served in several fire departments throughout the province as fire chief and deputy fire chief.
So from policing to fire services, why the switch?
Not everybody's happy to see the police show up, and people are usually happy to see the fire department show up. For me, it was a job satisfaction thing and also giving back to the community. I've served in a number of fire departments in the last 5 years, from Waynefleet to Muskoka Lakes, Gravenhurst, Milton, Puslinch, Mapleton, and I've left out a couple in between.
Coming into Strathclyde on an interim basis, classified as interim when you were introduced to the possible position. So what made you interested in coming to Strathclyde based on those variables?
It's rural. It's small town, it's community based, and I enjoy working with volunteer firefighters.
From what we understand, correct me if I'm wrong, looking like right now a 6-month window, but that could change according to the CAO. But do you have any goals or visions for what you might do over the next half a year?
Certainly working with the management team within the fire service, but taking a look at service delivery, how it's being delivered, user satisfaction, and looking at effectiveness and efficiency, but also the customer focus side, so that the customer understands what we're doing and why we're doing it, especially when you got 12 people dressed the same taking windows out of houses. Working with victims of fire to make sure that they understand the process and also they get the assistance after the fire that they need. But I'll also be taking a look at how the fire department is organized, the establishing regulating bylaw. We've already had an opening meeting talking about the operational guidelines and the Section 21 guidance notes that govern how fire services are delivered in Ontario.
Coming into the position, you obviously knew there was a vacancy available with the changes from last week. Does that affect how you introduce yourself to the volunteer firefighters moving forward? Because obviously there are a ton of changes last week.
Well, I don't think it changes how I introduce myself. I have a reputation for getting the job done, but also working well with volunteer firefighters. I listen to their concerns and their ideas, and if we implement their ideas, I give them credit for it. It's not a me process, it's an us process to ensure that the community's getting the best level of service that they can.
So starting your interim basis on March 31st, is this the first time you've seen the new Station 1?
It is the first time I've seen the new Station 1. I have been over in Adelaide, Metcalf, and up in to Lambton Shores for different projects over the last 2 or 3 years. But yeah, it's quite a fire station.
As it is fitting with the fire chief, you want to close things out with a safety message.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. I want to emphasize to the community how important it is to have working smoke alarm on each floor and outside each bedroom to ensure that they're working and to have an exit plan that you and your children understand. And once you're out of a house that is on fire or where the smoke alarms have been activated, to get out of the house, to call us, and to stay out of the house. Do not go back in. Do not make my job harder.
Interim Fire Chief with Strathclyde, Brad Big Rig, in for who knows, but glad that you're here in the community, and good luck in the new position moving forward with the fire department here.
Thank you, Chris.